Recording 3.2.
Valerie, had you heard of imposter syndrome before?
Yes, I had actually. It's interesting because you read a few sort of biographies of famous people and a lot of them will start talking about it. But I didn't actually put those words to it, but I understand what it's about, and I feel that perhaps I'm a bit of a sufferer.
And your profession is?
I am a garden designer.
Right.
But I've come late to that. I used to be a teacher. And I think having come late to something, you're kind of feel a bit more of an imposter because you've lived so long as a teacher. You can't possibly be a real garden designer.
Right.
Because I think the more you learn about something, the more you know that you don't know. So, of course, you know, your confidence begins. You're sort of not totally confident.
So do you think that your clients are going to sort of rumble to the fact that you've sensed this within yourself? Or?
Well, I don't think they do, because I think years of teaching have taught me that I can overcome that. But I do feel it inside.
And did you have it when you were a teacher?
Yes. I think I'm the sort of person, it doesn't matter what I do, I'll always feel I don't know it all. And I will be, you know, somebody's going to catch me out one day.
Richard, had you heard of the term imposter syndrome before?
No, I hadn't, not until you explained it to me.
And do you think you've personally had experience of it?
Oh, no, I don't want to sound arrogant, but it's not something I recognise.
And what, in fact, do you do for a living?
I'm a cameraman. I work in television.
So you have all these directors and producers expecting rather wonderful images from you, and in general you feel quite self-assured that you can give them what they need?
Well, I'm not saying I'm perfect, but I think I'm good enough that most of the time when I make a mistake, only I realise I've made one.
I see. And in the media in general, do you think there are people out there who have this sort of nagging self-doubt?
No, I don't think so. The media's famously full of probably overly self-confident people. No, nobody likes to show any doubt in the media.
Miranda, had you heard of imposter syndrome before?
Well, I hadn't. And then I kind of put the idea of imposter and syndrome and then I read about it and thought, well, actually, I feel a little bit like an imposter because I've been incredibly lucky. I've had an enormous amount of good fortune in being given this privilege of having a place at this wonderful university and a fully funded PhD,
wow,
which is not only fully funded for all my fees, but I'm also being paid to travel the world to go and collect my data. So how could this happen? How could this happen to me? And when I go and see my supervisor, I keep thinking that he's going to say, I'm sorry, Miranda, but actually it was all a trick. It really wasn't what you thought it was. And we found out that you're not who you say you are.